Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Hallelujah, where prayer is going on, healing and deliverance and encouragement as well. We bless God for all that he's done and doing, because without him we can do nothing. Through him we can do all things. We bless the Lord for another day and giving him glory, praise, and honor. Thanking God, glory to God, because he is worthy of all the praise every day. We ought to give him glory, give him praise, because he is worthy of it. Bless the Lord. I'm going to do a reading real quick. Praise the Lord to our guests and our prayer warriors. Come on. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Abiding in him. Your steps are directed by me, even though your journey often feels hazardous. The path that lies before you now is veiled in uncertainty. You have choices to make, but too little information to see the way you should go. Taking the next step feels risky, the leap like leaping into the unknown. The best things you can do as time is cling to me. Imagine a young girl walking along a busy street with a trustworthy adult. She may feel overwhelmed by the sensory of stimulation, all the possible ways to get lost. However, if she keeps holding on to the adult's hand, she will get safety to her destination. Similar, as you cling to my hand for help and guidance, you are ultimately safe. Though you may not know the way you should go, you do know the one who is the way. Stay near, which is Jesus Christ, and you will not go astray. Because I am sovereign over your life, I actually direct your steps and make them sure even when they feel random to you. Talk with me about your uncertainty, your fears of making wrong choices. Remember that the most important choice you make, moment by moment, to stay in communication with me. This is how you cling to my hand. This is how you trust my guiding presence as you go, step by step, along the path you cannot see. Though reference scriptures are Proverbs 20:24, John 14:6, Proverbs 16:9, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Praise the Lord from the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. We come in his presence with thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, glorifying his holy name. Truly, he will answer us. May not be the time that we want, but he's always on time. He is worthy of all the praise, all the glory. We learn to glorify him no matter what we go through. Oh, my God. He will surely, surely prove himself every time. Praise God. Our scripture reading will come from Psalms 142:7. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Again, what Psalms 142:7? Inspiration. Sin takes many forms, pride, greed, lust, envy, and more. But all sin leads to bondage. All sin is imprisonment, imprisons us. And even as Christians, our enemy continues to set traps of temptation for us, hoping to bind us once again. And every time, it is God who breaks us free on our day of salvation and each time we stumble. And when he rescues us, his glory is revealed when others see us living liberated lives. Prayer. Lord God, thank you for saving me and rescuing me from my bondage to sin. Sometimes I stumble or wander back into those familiar chains. Please break me free once again and guard my heart and life. Surround me with your righteous ones so that I may be better defended against the enemy as I move forward proclaiming the goodness of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. And for the one that just came on, the scripture reading is Psalms 142:7. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor. There is none like him. What an awesome, mighty God we serve. Praise God. As we get ready to pray, we'll go into prayer. Bless the Lord and ask Mother, as they came on, we're going to ask Mother Willette, Mother Evangelist, and also Evangelist Alexander, our speaker of a powerful word last night, will be next. Mother McCormick, Evangelist, will after her and whoever else comes on, we'll take it from there. But Father, we bless you today. I give glory and honor for an opportunity to come in your presence with thanksgiving. With an attitude of gratitude and glorifying your holy name. I cannot give you enough praise, and there's not enough words, glory, not a dictionary, glory to God, wherever, just in the world, to give you all the praise, the glory, and honor that's rightly due you. But, Lord, we will dedicate our time, glory to God, to make sure that praises go up every day. Glory and honor unto you. How excellent is thy name. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. Thank you, Lord God, for redeeming us back to the Father. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, a comfort, a teacher, a leader, a guide. Thank you for the paraclete. Thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. Ah, glory to God. Thank you for, glory to God, being El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness. Forgiving us, glory to God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord God. We have that, glory to God, privilege, and we have that promise as long as we live in it according to your word. We thank you for being the Lord is my shepherd. Glory to God, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you do every day for us. And as we come before you, God, help us to get to that place where we remember that we are bought with a price, no more our own, and that our life, glory to God, should be a sacrifice unto you, to live holy, to live righteous, and to seek your face and to be led by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the privilege of blessing us to be a part of the kingdom, that we may be used for your glory, to be a witness here in the earth realm, to be that light, to be the salt. God, we may stumble and fall, but God, thank you for being our advocate, that we can come before you, glory to God, and ask for forgiveness according to 1 John 1:9. Help us to remember to run to the rock that's higher than us. Ah, God, there's so many promises in your word, but help us to know, glory to God, you have assigned some things for us to do, to go forth and bring fruit, glory to God, that will remain, because you said we are glory to God, didn't call ourselves, you called us and ordained us to go forth and bring forth much fruit, so we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. God, that we can be on this mission assignment, glory to God, to connecting people with Jesus, being that light, glory to God, letting our light shine, and being, glory to God, telling others about the gospel of Jesus Christ, but living the life most of all. God will bring salvation to them, so they can live by faith, and we live by faith. Help us to communicate the experience that we have of the agape love in Jesus Christ and our witness. God, we thank you for the power of forgiveness. Help us to walk in forgiveness and also teaching others, glory to God, about forgiveness. As you told Peter, when you've been converted, then strengthen your brother in the name of Jesus and let them know, glory to God, Hallelujah. God has brought us through. He can bring you through. Lord, I praise you. Glory to God. As we pray for those that are prison bound spiritually, where the enemy has their mind in captivity, in the name of Jesus, we pray against every satanic force of mental illness, mental challenges, suicide, demons, the spirit of, glory to God, of murder and all kinds of other spirits that the enemy has used, glory to God, to have people mind so entangled and spirit of confusion. We take authority over you, bind you, and loose you from your assignment, especially even against our youth, glory to God, with so many horrible and horrific things that he's causing them to do, and even some of the lives they're living, and some things beyond their control. But Lord, I pray right now, as we continue to pray for those yokes to be destroyed, in the name of Jesus, that it will not continue to manipulate the minds of people, especially our youth, because that is our future of the church to come forward, glory to God. That's why he don't want, glory to God, them knowing their identity, to know that they can live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. He don't want them to know that they don't have to be confused about their identity. I'm a man or a male or a female. In the name of Jesus, we curse and cancel that spirit of homosexuality. We are required to love everybody, not to like the sin, glory to God, is operating in their lives, the same as you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for the grace, because all that sin comes short of the glory of God. But God, thank you for your grace and mercy, glory to God. Hallelujah, through Jesus Christ. We are praying now as we continue to intercede, because some of the body of Christ have got desensitized, and some not only got desensitized, some have gone back in the world, and others are trying to play both sides of the fence and can't do so in the name of Jesus, because you said, hot or cold, lukewarm, I spew you out according to Revelation. And then other than that, you also told us, you're going to know the tree by the fruit it's bearing. Some of the fruit that's being bearing is not, glory to God, of God. There's some satanic works that are going on because it's appeasing the flesh. In the name of Jesus, we got to deny this flesh some more in the name of Jesus. And pray for those that are being deceived, and some are not being deceived. Some are just walking in sin because they want to appease the flesh. God, we are praying for deliverance, that they'll wake up and realize the tricks of the enemy, and you may not make it back in time. Like you had the 10 virgins, glory to God. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Some is foolish right now. God, we are praying for the wise ones, glory to God, to not to be moved by the things that are going on and be not a partaker of another man's sin. Help us, glory to God, to stay on that straight and narrow. We need, glory to God, more believers. There are more workers in the vineyard to stand, hallelujah, walking in righteousness and holiness, so we can rebuke and bind and loose people from the hand of the enemy that got them so caught up in the world system right now, in the name of Jesus, that they don't even see clearly. The bridge is out, glory to God. They're about to fall off the cliff. Glory to God, time is about to shorten their lives, because the fact of it is, hallelujah, anything that we are doing contrary to your will is, glory to God, can cost us our inheritance and our lives. God, we are praying like never before, an awakening. And for those, glory to God, that in darkness, that more and more we come into light and walk in the light and walk in truth and walk, glory to God, in obedience to God, the more and more we have the power and authority to put the enemy to flight and loose people, glory to God, from the bondage of sin. God, I pray for the sleeping giant to wake up. You told him in the garden, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Pray so you won't enter into temptation. Falling asleep, glory to God, on the things of God and not doing what he says. Hallelujah. Be just like Peter jumped up at first. The first thing it is ready to fight, but we're not fighting in the kind of battle that God wants when we turn back around and do it in the flesh. God, I'm praying like never before, Lord, to help us, glory to God, as a people, to turn from the things of the wickedness, the things of, glory to God, of pleasing the flesh, turn from this world, glory to God, system, and turn, glory to God, and repent, being convicted more and more daily, hallelujah, and coming to you and acknowledging you and praying and asking for forgiveness, so you can heal us and cleanse the land in the name of Jesus. It's a time like never before to pray. We just can't pray just for healing. Just pray just for somebody being delivered. God, we got to pray like never before for an awakening to come to the knowledge of the truth so they can be delivered and recognize they need a Savior. They need Jesus and know the tricks of the enemy, that he came to kill, steal, Father, and destroy us. So God, I pray like never before. We remember and recognize who we are. We got to know who we are, because some people, I don't even believe, as Mother often say, glory to God, and we know it and heard it before, but God kept driving that word home through her, because sometimes people are getting caught up in this world and get caught up in the things that are going on and not acknowledging like we need to, or submitting to you. So the enemy is coming in and causing some people to be sleepy, and some, glory to God, don't recognize the power that they have through the Holy Spirit, and to know who you are by spending time with you and being obedient to that you say, so to get stronger in the Lord and staying close, hallelujah, with your brothers and sisters, and forsaking not the assembly of yourselves, and that, you know, you said there's safety in the multitude of counsel, because the enemy want to cause us to be separated and cause us to be by yourself and feeling like I don't need anybody, or if I do, I just need to go in the church house, do my little duties, and come right back out. Ah, glory to God, but you told us we're joint heirs of you, and we're supposed to be jointly together, just like the body is. The eye can't do the work, glory to God, about the head, and the heart can't do the work, glory to God, about the other parts of the body, and the arm and the leg. All parts need each other, even the eyelash and fingernails. When people think, glory to God, ah, glory, they don't have their purpose, but they do, just like your windshield wipers can, glory, as long as it's not raining or snowing, hailing, glory to God, it seems insignificant. But when it, glory to God, starts to raining, glory, and you don't use it, you can end up crashing. We all got hallelujah. You stuff your toe, glory to God, and radiates all through the body in the name of Jesus. God, our fingernails and eyelashes got all this purpose, the same as our heart and lungs, glory to God, and kidneys. God, I pray like never before for the body to wake up and come together and come online. Help us, glory to God, to keep that prayer going, as well as the prayers we pray for salvation, healing, and deliverance for people, as well as ourselves. Pray for ourselves so we can stay alert and we don't keep our eyes focused on, glory, all the things that are going wrong in the land. Everything, glory to God, that's going wrong. Oh, we got to feed our spirit with the word of God and speak what God's word said and stand on it in obedience, in faith, glory to God, and in truth. Ah, because the more and more, glory to God, we listen to things that are going on, then we start getting that spirit, glory to God, of having us depressed, oppressed, suppressed, and we don't feed that spirit to rebuke and bind. That's why we can't sit up and watch the news, the same thing being repeated over and over and over and over. The Bible says, glory to God in his word. Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. So we can't afford to just fill our spirits with everything that's going wrong and whatever. That's a spirit of the enemy for the cause of decoy for us to go right to get off track. We got to stay focused and have an expectation, hallelujah, that God's going to heal, God's going to deliver, God's going to change the things. Revival is coming. People coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. A change going to come by, glory to God, in this land and in the glory to God in this United States and even around the globe. Our people's hearts going to change. Our children going to get saved. Hallelujah, husbands and wives get saved. Glory to God, changes in the church. Our pastors and leaders, glory to God, going to get on fire again, that some that haven't and some that lost their way gonna find themselves back. Even us, glory, wherever we're short, and we're not gonna deny and justify those. You're calling us, glory to God, to come up hither, to open our ears, to hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even through the prophets, but other times he is saying, even through his word, knowledge of his word, so we'll have his word in us, glory to God, and hide in our hearts, so we won't sin and make excuses. God, we are praying like never before. Hallelujah. As you speak unto us, help us to know it is imperative that we obey your voice when we hear it and not push it back and make excuses. God, I'm praying like never before for healing, for deliverance, hallelujah, in the land. But the Bible, glory, are letting us know, my people, which are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, God, we can't just stop preaching on this thing and glory to God and prophesying about it and glory to God and some just lying about it, because we are saved, but if we're doing it, same as you say, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to all, help us the more practice that. Oh, glory, I desire that. Be in tune with your word so we can be. God, regardless of all that says the majority, well, it don't take all of that. What did God say? We got to get it together, because still yet, people are dying. Hallelujah. And our life, glory to God, can be in jeopardy too if we're not walking as God told us to walk, because that enemy looking for every avenue. Even when we are being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, the enemy is trying to find a way to trip us up. So if we start sneak peeping over on his territory, he really going to have, glory to God, hallelujah, an avenue, glory to God, he can come in and really cause us to miss, glory to God, what God has for us, or end up losing out, hallelujah, on our inheritance. God, so I pray for an awakening. I pray, glory to God, that we pray one for another, bear one another burdens. Ah, the strong and bear the infirmities of the weak. Ah, God, that we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. I'm praying like never before, God, that we wake up and recognize even the more so who God called us to be and what he called us to be, but do it, not just to know it, but to do it, because then our intellect is not going to do any good. Anybody can learn a lesson, hallelujah, and speak scriptures back out and run them over to God from left to right, over to God, and hallelujah, but living it. Oh, God, don't let us be deceived. Lord, I praise you, glory, and glorify you for the change that's coming, for the revival that's coming, for what you're doing is for the word that you're sending. Ah, God, as we bless you tonight, thank you again for the word, even for the evangelist last night. Glory to God, evangelist, glory to God, Alexander. We thank God, hallelujah, for the anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for you continue as Pastor even prophet Burger saying, it's just glory to God, reiterating things that we need to have every day and keep it in our, tuned into our spirit to walk in, hallelujah, and obey the spirit of the Lord. God, I pray like never before, hallelujah, that we be faithful unto you. Be faithful and glory to the call of God. Hallelujah. If anything too hard for God, we know that and say that, but we got to really walk in it and stand on it in the name of Jesus. Put our trust and our strength in the Lord. God, I bless you tonight. I pray you continue to bless each one. Glory to God on this revival that's coming up in March. Glory to God. May the 4th through the 7th. Ah, glory to God with the evangelist Ely, with the evangelist Benjamin, and prophetess Anum, and prophetess Clifton. God, hallelujah, I pray you bless those young ladies. Ah, such a not to be on them as they seeking out the face of the Lord, that it won't be no potato chips and hot dog. It'll be like filet mignon, but it'll be something that'll shift them into the next dimension, as well as open our ears, glory to God, that have a shift and getting rooted and grounded in the word of God like never before. We pray, glory to God, that you cover every one of them, their loved ones, their families, and pray, glory to God, for that anointing. Thank you that your word is already anointed. Thank you, Lord God, for all the systems working in operation. Pray, glory to God, even for all the prayer warriors, even them when they're doing the scripture, whether it's a song, whether it's, glory to God, prayer, however, God, help us all. We bless you today. We thank you, glory to God, in our eighth year. We thank you, Lord God, even for the time on the line, glory to God, and even when Blog Talk came on, glory to God, and put it all together. We just bless you, glory to God, for the merging of your word and your anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for this time that we have before you. Thank you for all that you put on the line that even come to as a guest, that come, glory to God, on a regular, and even for those that even after the meeting is over, that hear it even later on down the road, whether it's a week or day or whether it's months down the road or a year or so, hearing, I pray, and enlighten the fire in them to hear about the testimonies of the glory of God through the power of prayers and the ones that have been healed and delivered, even though we know some have gone on to glory. But God, the power of the anointing, what God is doing in the midst of his people that will stand on his word. God, I pray faithfulness to these women and this man of God. We thank you, Lord God, meet their needs. And we just thank you so much. There's so much to pray about all the time. Keep us covered under the blood. Dispatch your angels. Oh, God, we pray for more wisdom and understanding with discernment and more strength and courage to stand on God's word and not walk in fear. We know it'll knock at the door, but you told us to cast all those cares upon you in the name of Jesus because you care for. You said the enemy was going to come, how he was going to come, and how you would deliver. So we got to hold on to that word. We might go through the waters, but it won't overtake us. Go through the fire, but it won't burn us. God, we thank you that you are our refuge and a very present help in the time of trouble. And God, thank you, Lord God. No matter who, glory out, is against us, you more than who is against us, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today as we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Hallelujah. As we get transformed into, glory to God, your image, the more and more as we yield to you. We bless the Lord, glory to God, for all those, glory to God, that you have placed at this time to pray, that you have blessed and anoint them, and even those that are praying around the globe, everywhere, God bless them and strengthen them, that they continue to hold fast the faith, keep them covered under the blood. Some places, glory to God, their lives may be in danger, but God, we ask you to keep them, bless and protect in Jesus' name. And we thank you for our present advice, for giving wisdom, glory to God, in discernment also, spiritual wisdom, let them be able to have an ear with Congress and glory to God and everything else that's going on in life. We just give these cares and concerns back to you. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against us right now and bleed the blood of Jesus, and we speak life, we speak health, we speak wholeness, and we speak peace and joy and strength and courage, hallelujah, to carry out the assignment of the Lord, praise God. And after even Mother Willette, praise God, we'll have Pastor Bird, praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, women of God, just go forth now. Pastor Mother Willette, praise the Lord. Amen. And those afterwards, amen.
Amen. You can hear me, Minister BJ?
Yes, I can.
Oh, well, praise God. I didn't hear that. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Let me read a little bit of scripture, praise God. Romans, the 5th chapter, and then I'll pray, praise the Lord. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Praise God, hallelujah. In verse 6, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, glory be to God, in that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. And you can read more of that because it's so good, praise God, hallelujah. While we were still sinners, praise God, hallelujah, without strength, praise God, Jesus, praise God, died for the ungodly, and it demonstrates, verse 8, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Glory be to God. And much more, verse 9, much more then, having now been justified, that's to be made right, by what? By Jesus' blood. We shall be saved from the wrath through him. And that's the wrath to come. Father, in that name that's above every name, in the name of Jesus, the one who shed his blood, even though we were in a bad state, sinners, Lord God, still in sin, enslaved in sin, God, I thank you that Jesus, hallelujah, sacrificed, shed his blood, went to the cross, so that we could live and be made right and reconciled to you. I thank you so much, God, that you demonstrated. And yet every day you give us mercy, you show forth how much you love us. Because, hallelujah, the blood still, hallelujah, has saving power. The blood is still able to deliver, heal, set free, and save. Glory be to God. I thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And reminded of the song Sister Alexander had sang, praise God, about the salvation. She's saying, I'm glad salvation is free. Hallelujah. We didn't have to pay, glory be to God, to be made right with God, justified as though we had never sinned. And we know we have fallen short. We have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I thank you, Father God, that you yet love us, glory be to God, and you are yet for us, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a lot of things going on. Father God, I just bow my head to you to reverence you because you are good and your mercy endureth forever. You're always making a way for us, glory be to God. You are, hallelujah, Lord God, an amazing God, a wonderful God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Yes, you are. You are the great I am that I am. Glory be to God. The Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Glory be to God. You are, hallelujah, just who you say you are, and you do what you say. So I thank you. I pray, Father God, for the help of the Holy Spirit to help us to pray on this line. God, we come together, Lord God, as humble as we know how. And Lord God, we bow our heads to you, to reverence you, to thank you for Jesus sitting at the right hand of you right now, making yet intercession for us. Are we worthy? No, we're not worthy, but you love us, and you want the very best for us, and you would that none should perish. I thank you so much for that, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I pray, hallelujah, that you're glorified in everything that we do. Wherever we go, we pray that you get the glory out of our lives, because had it not been for you on our side, we'd be like on a ship up a creek without a paddle. My God, have mercy. Have mercy this evening, Heavenly Father. Father God, I thank you, and I pray, hallelujah, special prayers going out, hallelujah, Lord God, for those that are going through the testing of their faith. Hallelujah. But we can count it joy, because if Jesus has gotten us victory and made us overcomers, hallelujah, help us to learn to be like Paul and glory in whatever it is, Lord God, the testings of our faith. Now I'm not saying I want to have to go through this, the blood of Jesus against every stumbling block that the enemy throw, but I pray, dear God, that we remember that whatever we face with this day, we're not faced with it alone. I pray that your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, help us, give us the strength to continue to say yes to you. And no, Mr. Devil, you're not authorized. I heard somebody say you're trespassing. You're not authorized on this property. You're not authorized in my family and my friends. Glory be to God. Not even in the nation. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, I hear the word of God saying, hallelujah, to have faith in God. If you have faith in God, you say something about the situation. So I pray, hallelujah, for those that are going through the testing of their faith. It may be by way of pain or sickness or disease or strongholds or addictions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up everything that's not like you. I pray, oh, Lord God, the blood of Jesus against all of these pain and suffering and sickness and disease and strongholds and addictions and immorality. I bind it up, and I plead the blood of Jesus, because your blood is yet powerful. Glory be to God. I pray that people will, Lord God, those that have not yet surrendered, hallelujah, to the Lion of Judah, glory be to God, I pray that they'll get it in their hearts and say, look, I can't keep going on this way. They ought to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of being in the same state that they're in. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you break the neck of that demon that's causing them or making them trying to be hoodwinked and believing that there is no way out. Jesus is the way out. Glory be to God. He is the answer for the world today. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that people will get the message that you're still in charge. You're still on the throne, glory be to God. And you're still showing us, hallelujah, how much you care about us, Lord God. You are, because you allow us to see another day. And my understanding for tomorrow is that you give us a chance to get it right. If we didn't get it right today, you give us new mercy tomorrow, Lord God. If we wake up, you give us a chance to get ourselves together and shake off the dirt, shake off the filth from yesterweeks, yesternights, Lord God, and then surrender our heart to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will have mercy. I pray, Father, the prayer, the one that I like so much, praise God, that you will forgive us for any sins, Lord God. Hallelujah, forgive us whether we know or unknown. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us for any transgressions, any iniquities, any trespasses, any grudges, any unforgiveness that may be in our heart, and wash us clean with the precious blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. I ask you, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, to destroy these assignments, that the plans or the works that Satan has against anyone, Lord God. I pray, especially those where people are strung out on alcohol or drugs or immorality. I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, the precious blood of Jesus, destroy every assignment, every plan and work that the Satan has devised against someone in this condition, in Jesus' name. It may be a sickness or a disease, Lord God. We ask you to destroy it in Christ Jesus' name. Let your anointing break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you to give us liberty and freedom from the sicknesses and diseases that's plaguing people. Someone's had surgeries, Lord God. I'm reminded of Brother David had so many back surgeries, Lord God, and now that he's got about 8 blood clots. We are praying, God, that you deal with the blood clots at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24. The word of God, hallelujah, against, Lord God, these sicknesses and diseases. Brother Mike Hale, Lord God, suffering with kidney stone and hernia, we pray, oh God, and his wife with the hip pain in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Jeanette and Kalia, Lord God, where the doctor said, I've done what I could do. I can't do no more. God, but she's yet in your hands in the name of Jesus. We lift up those, Lord God, that are struggling with marriages now, and especially those who say that they're children of God. And some of them are walking around carrying titles, and yet they're struggling in their marriage, Lord God. We pray that they put themselves in remembrance of what your word says in the name of Jesus. So we pray for them in Christ Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you would be with those that are in the hospitals right now, in the psychiatric centers, in the nursing homes, and somebody at home. I know Miss Pearl, she's at home. She's out of the hospital, been in a bad car accident. But Lord God, hallelujah, you brought her through that, and now she's going through radiation treatments, Lord God, for some type of head cancer. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for a great deliverance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the sword of the Spirit, Lord God, be against all this demons of afflictions that's plaguing people in Christ Jesus' name. Ask you, Lord God, to visit the caretakers, Lord God. Be with the health care providers and, the Lord God, those that are in the medical facilities. We ask you, Lord God, to, Lord God, give these people wisdom on how to treat people when they come to the facility, because they're not just coming to these medical facilities for vacation. They're coming because they need help. And God, I thank you that you'll use human beings to help do good to others in Jesus' name that need help, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we realize that all healing, the healing power comes from you. So that's why we pray for those that are going through. We pray for those who are having struggles with incontinence, with maybe circulation disorders. We thank you for no aneurysms, no blood clots, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, no kidney stones. We speak it and say it out loud, no heart attacks, no strokes. In Christ Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. Dissolve, Lord God, any calcium buildup in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our leaders, those in authority, Lord God, our military. We pray for our families, our children. We pray, oh God, against this violence in the land today. We plead the blood of Jesus against this violence. God, we plead the blood of Jesus against this hatred and this horrible thing that's going on in the land. Michael says it's an evil time, and I believe that time is today. But we pray, God, that people will realize it's time to cry out to you and ask you with genuine help. God, we need your help, and we know you are our help, our healer, our way maker. We thank you this evening. Father, we bless you. I thank you so much for what you're doing. I thank you for this time that we can come on the line and meet with you. Thank you, Lord God, that there's others that trust you to give people the help that they need. God, somebody has been deceived and they don't even know it. We pray that you wake them up to righteousness. Wake them up out of this darkness. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those, Lord God, that are struggling all over the world. Help us, Lord God, to know how to handle every situation. Lord God, let your Holy Spirit govern our lives in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I pray for Minister BJ. I lift her up, her entire family. I pray for every preacher, every, Lord God, born again believer on this line. I pray for those that come to visit. I lift up Prophet Bird, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the speaker of the hour last night, Sister Alexander, Brother Black, in Christ Jesus. God, you know every struggle that every person is dealing with. Sister Rachel, Sister McCormick, Sister Pastor Sims, in the name of Jesus, Sister Brenda, God, every person that's going through, Lord God, they may not be going through. We thank you for the praise reports. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You give us the opportunity. We thank you for healing those that have been struggling with COVID. We plead the blood of Jesus against COVID. It's under the blood. We thank you for divine deliverance. We honor you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, and we ask you for help this evening. Have mercy on our souls. Strengthen us, Lord God. Help us to continue to be light in this earth today and to be the salt of the earth, Father God, that we might lead others to you in the name of Jesus. We honor you. We bless you. We praise you. We pray the prayer of faith with thanksgiving, and we count it done. We love you, Lord. Thank you that you love us, and you're working out every situation for our good. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We praise you and we honor you in the name of Jesus. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, acknowledging you as my refuge and high tower. You are a refuge and stronghold in these times of trouble, high cost, destruction, and depression, God. In Jesus' name, there is no lack in heaven. Therefore, your people, God, who are heavenly bound, we got to start speaking what your words say. Since there is no lack in heaven, there is no lack in us. We have all that we need. All our needs are met in you. In the day of trouble, you will help us. God, in the day of trouble, you will be that shield around us. You will hide us in your secret place, dear God. You will hide us in a high place, a rock that's higher than we are. So, Father God, we just praise you tonight. And we thank you for who you are and all that you do. On your authority, on the authority of your word, God, we declare ourselves to be the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. And when we cry out for help, God, we know that you are help in the time of trouble. So we come boldly tonight, God, to your throne of grace. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We thank you, Father God, for our lives. We thank you, God, for just waking us up this morning, starting us off in a new day, and giving us all that we need, God, and everything that we desire. So we just want to thank you. We thank you for help and strength, dear God, because our help comes from you. You are the healer, Father God, and you already sent your word to heal us. So, God, I just want to thank you tonight for healing me of every disease, God, as I come against diabetes and cancer and thalassemia, God, and come against this COVID. God, the devil thought he had me, but when your word came, Father God, it destroyed the yokes of the enemy, and I was set free. So I just want to thank you, God. I want to thank you for that testimony. I want to thank you, Father God, that we don't have to receive everything that the devil say or even what the world say, because we're in this world, God, but we are not of it. So I just want to thank you, God, for being present through everything that come against us. Help us, Father God, to stand firm, rooted, and grounded in your word. I don't care what come. I don't care what happened. I don't care who got this and who is going through that. We got to know that we got a helper. We got to know, Father God, if you are for us, you are more than the world against us. We got to know, Father God, that some things will come against us, that we might go through sickness and diseases. Some things may happen, but God, we are connected to the power. We are connected to the healer. We are connected to the one that loves us. And we don't have to worry about these things, because we can come boldly to the throne of grace and ask you for help, present help right now, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we bless you tonight, God. We thank you for who you are and all that you're doing. God, we lift up the body of Christ to you tonight. We pray for those that's sick in the body. We're praying for those, Father God, that's in financial jams tonight in the body of Christ. We pray for those tonight, God, in the body who've lost loved ones. We pray, Father God, for those in the body tonight, dear God, that don't know what the next move is. But God, we are praying for your strength. We are praying, Father God, that you bring them through. We are praying, Father God, that we grow more and more in you and that we come to that knowledge of knowing that we need you, that we can't do nothing on our own, but we can do everything through you that strengthens us. So, Father God, I thank you for the body to become dependent on you, Father God, and come out of the world system where they think, if they don't do this for me, if I don't get on welfare, if I don't do this, if I don't be on that program, if I don't get this and if I don't get that, I won't have anything. Who are they seeking, God? Hallelujah. Who are their provider, God? Help us to know that you provide for us. We are your children, God. And the same way earthly parents love their children, they intercede for them, they help them, they're there for them. The same way, God, we look to the hill from which cometh our help, and we know that our help cometh from you. So we don't give man no credit. So we're not indebted to man, dear God, but we can give all our praise and honor to you and look at him and say, look what the Lord has done. So, Father, we bless you tonight. We give you praise and honor, God. I lift up to you tonight, God, CJ. Oh, God. He went into hospice, God, and they told him, they gave him 4 days to live. God, he's living out 3 months now. But I ask for your mercy and your grace, God, upon him as his little body is just wasting away. He's in a lot of pain. So, God, I am praying in the name of Jesus. God, because some people just say praying for him to live and live. But, God, I am praying for your mercy and your grace. God, have mercy on him. Give him peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for keeping him. And, God, I know that is a reason why he's still here. Even as I'm praying for him, praying for salvation and for people just to speak the truth for him so that he can let go and let God. So, God, I just lift him up to you tonight in the name of Jesus. He is yours. He belongs to you. So, God, have your way with him. I pray for the ending of his suffering now, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you, God, for all that you do and is doing. We got to know, Father God, if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us. And God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, I lift up my nephew to you. God, as you continue to strengthen him and make him strong, even if he had a birthday today, dear God, my prayer for him tonight is he know you as Lord and Savior. I don't care what has happened. I don't care if he live another year. I don't care if he live another 100 years, God. The greatest gift that he'll ever get is that gift of salvation. And I'm praying. I know he know you, God. I know he love you. But God, help him to give his whole heart to you and his whole life to you, God. Help him to depend on you. Help him to know where his help come from, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm asking you to strengthen him. God, as he's still on dialysis and waiting for a kidney, God, I pray that you will be with him and protect him. Most of all, God, I'm praying again for salvation. So, God, I thank you tonight because there are many needs, dear God, and I know that you see them all. But I ask in Jesus' name, God, that you awaken us to the truth. God, there's so many voices now in this world, and they're coming from all different places. But, God, I'm praying that the revival will break out and that we will hear the voice of our Creator. We will hear the voice of one crying in the wilderness, God, and know that whatever we accomplish in this life will come to naught unless we are connected to Jesus Christ. He is the way and the only way to you, dear Father. So I'm praying that in these last days, God, that you open up ways, God, for us to reach the people, to reach the lost. Because, God, they're all in the airway. Every device that have been created, the devil has found his way in it, God. Deception have sneaked in every house, every household, Father God, in Jesus' name. But I am thanking in you, God, just as my sister prayed, an awakening, awakening for your people, God, like never before. I pray, Father God, that in these times of trouble and in these times of calamity and when we look around and see things happening, collapsing, God, that we not be afraid, but we stay connected to the source. And that source is Jesus Christ. I thank you for keeping us and watching over us and protecting us. You said you would never leave us, dear God. We can depend on you. We thank you for that covenant, God, that you have with your people. And I don't care what's happening, even if it's happening in our families, even if it's happening to our friends. Help us, Father God, not to walk in fear, but help us to walk in victory, knowing, God, that we are connected to the one that can do all things but fail. God, I love you, I praise you, I honor you, and I give you glory. And I'm thanking you, Father God, that this nation, the United States of America, that we would come back, God, to our first love if we've ever been there. I pray that the truth, God, will be in this nation like never before. I'm praying for blind eyes to come open. I'm praying, God, for a revival and that love that you commanded us to do, not if we feel like it or wanted to, neither because of the color of your skin, but you commanded us to love one another as we love you. So, Father, I am praying that in these days and in this time, that people know that there is a hope that they can't see. And that hope, Father God, is in the heart of man. The heart of man got to change. I'm asking you, God, to take out that the stones that's in our heart and put in a heart of flesh so that we can be changed in our hearts and in our mind and in our thinking now in Jesus' name. So that we can love one another, Father God, and take care of one another. Because, God, poverty don't have to be. Because there's those that got it all and those that have none. And it's been all through history, God. But help us, God, to make a difference. So that there will not be children, God, going to bed hungry. A family struggling. And other people having so much more, even more than they need. God, we are praying, hallelujah, that in these last days, that we're going to hear a cry like never before. I'm praying for the power, God, to come back into your church, God, and the joy to come with it, and that we know who we are in you, and the battle is not ours, God. The battle belongs to you. So, Father, we're thanking you now that the word of God will go forth, that this gospel will be preached in every nation of the world, dear God. that men and women would know that they need you, that men and women would come running, God, to the cross and be saved. And, Father, we are praying that even in all hard times, that poverty and racism and all of that stuff end. But until then, God, help us to be faithful. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to stand in the gap. Help us, God, to be helpers one to another. Help us, Father God, not to judge, but help us just to do the work of the gospel. So, Father God, I thank you. I praise you. I thank you for every prayer warrior on this line, God, that stands in the gap week after week after week. I thank you for all the prayers that have gone forth. I thank you, God, as we come together believing as one, that, God, not one prayer came up without you hearing it, and not one came down without you answering it. So, Father God, I thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank you, Father God, that every need they have is met in you. I thank you, Father God, that those that are sick among us, that they will be healed in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for every financial need. God, not just to pay bills, but, God, whatever else they want to do, because you are more than enough, dear God, in Jesus' name. I pray that they are blessed going in and blessed coming out. They are blessed in the city. They are blessed in the field, God. And everything that they touch is blessed. I thank you that their children and their children's children, that they are blessed even down to the thousands generation now, God, in Jesus' name. So, God, we just bless you tonight. And we want to thank you, Father God, for who you are and what we got. Because we got plenty, Father God. In Jesus' name, thanking you for all help. And thanking you again for Pastor BJ as she's standing her post every time we meet. God, she's faithful to head up her position and to pray without ceasing. Bless her and her family, God. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Thank you, God, even for that weight that she wants to lose, dear God. Thanking you that she is healed, whole, and delivered. Thank you for our health now, in Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I know things got changed a little bit, but it was Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick and Pastor Sims. And in that order, we're going to continue the prayers and thank God for the prayers that have gone forth. Can anybody hear me? Are you still there?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Okay. Hello.
I was waiting for Mother Alexander to come on, and then Mother McCormick, then Pastor Sims, but nobody's talking.
I can hear you. Hello.
I hear you.
Amen.
Okay, Mother McCormick, go ahead. I have to check with Mother Alexander to find out what's going on with her line.
Oh, okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come this afternoon, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father, just for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your love and kindness. God, we thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that's on this line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We thank you for her. We thank you for Prophet Bird. And, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all the rest of them, Sister Minister Willette, Mother Alexander, Brother Blake, Pastor Stims, and Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father God, for Minister Brenner. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Rachel, Lord God, and Laura. We pray, Lord God, for Minister Parker. We ask you to continue, Lord God, to look on us all because we all need you in a day and time like this. So much has happened in this world today, but we know, God, that you is a God that sits high and look low, and you see everything that we need. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed it, that sent his blood back on Calvary Cross. He didn't have to do it, but he looked beyond our fault and saw our needs. And so, God, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord, right now, Lord God, for all that you is and all that you're doing in our life. We pray, Lord God, for those that's going through situation in their life on tonight. We pray for that sinner man, that sinner girl, boy. We just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on your people, Lord God, and let them realize, God, that you are a healer and a deliverer, God. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, God, that whatever we need, we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So, God, we just thank you for your word, because you sent your word to heal your people. And so, God, we realize, Lord God, that without you we can do nothing, but with you we can do all things. Your word let us know, God, to trust in you and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. So, Father, we just want to say we thank you this afternoon. We thank you for how you woke us up this morning, giving us another chance to say thank you, Jesus, giving us another chance to see another day that we never seen before, giving us another chance, Lord God, to breathe the breath of life today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the water that you give us to drink, the water that you give us to cook in, the water that you give us to bathe in. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you are and all that you're doing. Thank you for the rain and the sunshine, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, even for the dirt that we walk on, Heavenly Father. God, we just thank you for all these little things. They may seem like these little small things, but they big things in the eyesight of you. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for it, Lord God, because you made a way for us. You made a way. You let us know, God, that we can trust you. You let us know, God, that we don't have to lean to our own understanding, but we can lean to your understanding, and you will see us through situations. Because if we lean to our own understanding, we'll make a mess out of things. But if we look to the hills from which coming our help, God, we know all our help comes from you on tonight. So we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God, because it's you, Lord, that's making a way. It's you that's letting us know that we can come boldly to you, Lord. And it's you, Lord, letting us know that in Matthew 11:28, it said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, we just come, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, for young people on tonight, Lord. We yet continue to pray for the school system, Lord God. We yet, Lord, pray for the teachers and the doctors and the nurses, Lord God. We yet, Lord, pray for the college kids, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to look on them on tonight, Father. We pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole, the president of the United States, the law enforcement, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would just help us to keep our focus on you, whatever the situation might be, that we will always learn to cast our cares on you, because we know you care for us. We know that we can't walk this journey alone by ourselves. We need you, Lord God, in a day and time like this. We pray for those, Lord God, that don't know you tonight, Lord. Those that's walking around and maybe they think they know you, and maybe somewhere or another they have missed you, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for those kind of people, Lord God, because we know, God, as I think about it, I have missed it many times in my life, but I thank God that you give me another chance to get it right. And so, God, I praise you, Lord God. When we fall down, we can get up. We can come again, and we can say, God, forgive us for the sins and wrong that we have done, that we will be able to stand firm, that we will be able to walk this journey. We can do like you want us to do, that we won't be just going in the air, just doing what we want to do, but we will just walk in the way that you want us to walk. We'll walk that path, that narrow, the path of you, Lord God, that we won't look to the left or right, but we will focus and keep our focus on you in a time like this. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll teach me, Lord. Teach me how to pray and teach me what to pray for, because we want to be able to pray. And when we pray, we want to pray the right way. We don't want to be just saying things and just put it out there. We want to live this life right, Lord God. We want to live a clean life. We want to live a life that light will shine, that men will see the Jesus in our life, that we won't have to worry these signs on us, but our light will shine. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you told us whatsoever thing we ask, when we pray, just believe, and you will receive. So we just believe, and we ask, and we believe that we can receive these things. I thank you, Lord God, for the word of God on last night with Mother Alexander, and always she always say, know who you are in Christ. So, God, as we walk this journey, help us to know. Help me to know who I am, Lord God, as I continue to say this. Help me to know who I am as I walk this journey, Lord God, that I won't be trying to back, but I go forward and I stand and I be the child of God that you're calling on in these last and evil days. So I love you on tonight, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through and those that's in the body of Christ, Lord. Stir us up, Lord God, in the body of Christ. Help us, Lord God, to have love for one another, because we know that the Bible said that the love of people have waxed cold. And, Lord God, help us to love. And when we see our sisters and brothers in need, that we will be able to help them. When we see something not right, that we will be able, if we can't help them, help us to pray for. If we can't help them, help us to pray for one another. And not be backbiting, not saying things that we shouldn't say at times, even though we fall short of that situation. But we learn how to pray and say, God, forgive us, that we will get it right. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus this afternoon, God, for the world as a whole, because we all are going through one thing or another. One person might not be going through this person. I've been going through one thing, but the other one might not be going through that thing. But we all, everybody's going through something. And so, God, we need you. We need you. We need you right now, Lord God, because you said many of the affliction of the righteousness, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. And so, God, we know that you will deliver us out of situation. You will help us if we just come boldly to you, Lord God. You will help us, Lord God, that the word of God said the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous running there safe. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, but only by the name of Jesus. But we realize, Heavenly Father, that the enemy tries to, he come, but he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said that you come that we have life, and that more abundantly. So, God, we come tonight, Lord, calling on your name. We come, Lord, asking you, Lord God, to look on the world as a whole, each and every one's souls all over the world. People are dying everywhere, God. But we know, God, that you are able, Lord, to set us all free. You are able to open up our understanding. You are able to give us an eye to see that we won't walk in the wrong way, that we won't walk in darkness, that we won't do things that we shouldn't be doing. So help us, Lord God. We need you. We need you right now, Lord God. You said, God, you said with two or three touching the grief, that you will be in the midst, Lord. Let me read that right. You said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't do it by ourselves, Lord. Our request tonight is to come and help us to stand. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you for those that sick in their body, those that want the kitten, Lord God. We pray and we already thank you for the kitten. We just believe in you, God, for those that's seeking for a kitten, those that need a kitten. We just begin to say, God, we thank you for the kitten. We just ask you, Lord, to look down on those that's going through any other sickness in their body or aching and pain, Lord God, or need other things done in their life. We thank you already in advance. You said, speak those things as though they were. So we speak it and we declare the things that people need, that they would get these their heart desire. And so we give it to you on tonight. We casting all these cares on you because we know you care for us. We love you, Father. We appreciate you. And we realize, God, if you don't do it, it won't be done. But we know that you is a God that's able to supply all our needs. So we give it to you on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. I heard you.
Okay, I'm seeing it.
But I don't know who would go beyond because I was praying when she was talking.
Oh.
It didn't come through. I had to click your number back and forth over and over, and I tried to call your house, too, as well. And I don't know.
Oh,
I just finally.
My line was open because I hear it was after Pastor Bird. I was
but it
praying.
Wasn't working over here. You go ahead and pray then because Mother Pastor Sam would be after you then. Because I was saying over here something happened. It would not open your line. It was open here, but you couldn't come through. Go ahead.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I read Psalms 34, a few verses. It said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. God is good. He is worthy to be praised. Thank the Lord for this day. Thank him for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body. Thank the Lord for being the Lord of our life, that all needs have been met according to his word. Lord, we come before you, Lord God, standing in the gap for one another, standing in the gap for families, brothers and sisters. Oh, God, have mercy on us, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see what's going on in this world today, but we know your promises tell us. If we pray, Lord God. So, Lord, we know that prayer is the key for every answer. Prayer is the key. Help us, Lord, to seek you more. Help us, Lord, to pray out and cry out to you, Lord God, because we know you are the answer and finisher of all things. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bring our sons and daughters before you, Lord God. Have mercy, Heavenly Father. Help them to continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said in your word you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I pray for the widows today, Lord God. Lord, you see each and every one of us, Lord God. Lord, you know what the need is and what the need is not. You know what we need because you said in your word all needs have been met. So we know that you already answer prayer, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to seek you more, Lord God, and to be steadfast in every area, Lord, because we know that you is a God that hears cries. Nothing is hidden from you. We pray for those that is in authority, Lord, that they make right choices, Lord God. Father God, touch their mind, touch their heart, that they will call out to you, Lord God, and make right choices, Lord God. Have mercy, Heavenly Father, in the situation today in this world, Lord God. Lord, you see the body of Christ, Father God. Bind up that spirit of fear that come against them, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to see, Lord God, that we all have the power to stand, not just some of us, but you make it a way that we all can stand. Those that refuse to gather together, Lord, their mind, Lord, remove that fear, Lord God. And, Lord, I ask you to continue to strengthen your pastors, Lord, the pastors of your own heart, Lord God. And no matter what goes on, they still carrying the word. They still holding that banner, Lord. They still running that race. Oh, God, touch their body. Keep them strong, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, you see it all, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you. And, Lord, we thank you today, Father God. Thank you for watching over our grands and great-grands, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see it, Lord. You see what's going on in these young people's lives. But, Lord, we as grandmother and mothers is crying out to you, Lord God, to keep our heads around them, oh God. Help them to come to know more and more that you is right there with them. Bring back to their remembrance what they were taught as children, Lord God. Help them to stand, Father God, as we came and stand in the gap for these young people, Lord God, that they will remember who they are in Christ Jesus and knowing that it's a better way, Lord God. It's a better way. Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy in each and every one of our life, Lord. I pray for brothers and sisters, those I know and those I don't know. Oh, God, help them to stand strong. And no matter what comes, Lord, knowing that you are the only way out, Lord God. Father, we don't know no other way. We don't know no other way because there is no other way, Lord, for us. Because, Lord, we're standing on the promises of the living God. And your word tells us, Lord, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. So we cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. And we claim victory through the storm, Heavenly Father. Lord, you gave us power to bind things here on earth. We binding up this false sickness and disease that try to attack the body, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, you gave us that authority and dominion. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we come forward, Lord God, and we bind anything that try to come against the body, anything that try to come against our grandson, our sons and daughter, or granddaughters, we binding it up in the name of Jesus that come to destroy them, Lord. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell. It has no dominion around them. Oh, God, cover them under the blood of the Lamb. We cover them, Lord. Because, Lord, they belong to you, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to continue to seek you more, Lord, regardless what's going on in this world. Seek you more, Lord God. For you are the only way out, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you that you make a way for each and every one of us. Because your word said, Lord God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You pay the price for us all, Heavenly Father. Help us to seek you more and more, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord. Because, Lord, it's only you know, Lord. We pray for each and every one of my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless them, going out and coming in. Family members, Lord God, whatever needs they have, Lord, we claim it's met. Because your promise is telling us, Lord, that all needs have been met. And we know there's nothing too hard for you to do, Father God. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord, keep our heads around the head of the prayer line. Keep our strong, Lord, that she continue to run the race, Lord God. Help her to know, Lord God, no matter what goes on, she is more than conquerors. God, God, strengthen every area. We bind any aches, any pain, any sickness that try to crawl against, oh Lord. We bind it up. As we come as one in the name of Jesus, casting down aches and pain, sickness and disease, back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, your word tells us, according to the promises, Lord, and according to the gift that you gave us, Lord, by your stripes, we are healed. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion in our bodies. And Lord, we claim victory in every area, Heavenly Father, because you are the only way for us, Lord. We know no other way, Heavenly Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We love you, Lord, and we continue to bless and magnify your name, Lord God, because you are the only way for us. And these things we ask of you, Heavenly Father, to continue to keep us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, do you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. With
praise the Lord. I heard.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. You start over. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we feel so honored to be able to come to you tonight, Lord, lifting up your name, the high and mighty ruler of the universe. And as high as we can lift you, we can't lift you high enough. But, Father, we just praise your name. We give you glory and honor, Father, and we thank you for your matchless grace, that grace that we can't even describe. We know we don't deserve it, but because of your grace, your mercy, and your love, you bestowed it upon us, and we give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer line and all of these worshipers, these mighty prayer warriors that come on time after time to stand in the gap for men and women, boys and girls. Father, we ask you to forgive us for our many sins and iniquities, Lord, to show us, Lord, our faults and teach us a better way, Father, that we be closer to you. We could hear you even when you whisper. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and we thank you for your forgiving grace that you extend to us, Father. Father, we just have to come to you because it's all we know, and the only thing that we know that can change the world, can change our attitudes, can change this evilness that's coming to the world and spread it abroad, murderers and racism and abuse of all kinds. Oh, Father, wars and rumors of wars, people dying in the streets for no reason, just all these things that have been loosed into this world, we know that you are supreme power. And, Father, we know you can turn these things around, but you told us in Second Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name, and that puts it in the ball in our court, if we would humble ourselves and pray that you would come and you would forgive us of our sins, and you would heal our land. And Father, we're asking you, Father, to please come speedily and stop all of this that's going on in our world today. Father, we love you. We do magnify and glorify your holy name. Father, thank you. We realize that if you do what the Bible says and you walk close to the Lord, he will do just what he says he will do for you. And he said, heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will never pass away. His word will stand as long as the world stands, his word stands until he comes back to rapture his church. Lord, we ask you to bless this prayer line, Father, that it grows in strength and might and power, and people would come on to hear many, as I have observed the time that I've been on this, many are healed, many are strengthened. Many, Lord Jesus, come back and tell of the blessings that they receive from being on this line. And I am one of them, Father, that I listen to the word, listen to the prayers, hold on to your faith, don't let go. No matter how it is, how you feel, whatever, the word is supreme, and the word is what will heal you. As you said, you'd never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we give you glory, praise, and honor, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift. That's every good and perfect gift that you receive. It comes from God above. It's nothing that you manufactured, that you did, or somebody else did. It came from God above. And we give you honor and praises. Father, we pray for the fivefold ministry everywhere, Father. Give them the strength. Don't let them become burned out, Lord, and neglectful in their duties, Father. Help us to stand, Father, no matter what. When you feel like it and when you don't feel like it, if you just hold on to his word, you'll be blessed. Thank you, Lord. We give you honor and praise. And we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to say thank you on this side. But we praise you, we honor you. We love you, Lord Jesus. We adore you, Father. Thank you for your matchless grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory be unto the Most.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking Apostle to pray, but if there's anything in her spirit, Apostle Burton, that God put in your spirit tonight, you can share it. If not, then we're going to go right on to Prophet Bird. Is there anything God gave you?
God gave me a dream, but I want to share that dream later.
Okay.
Nothing
for the body tonight, no. Okay.
No.
All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead now into taking prayer requests. Oh, you know, Lord, I'm sitting up here looking at the Apostle's number.
and asking her how, if she didn't want to say something, she couldn't, because I had the cursor over there, but I didn't open the line. Is there anything, Apostle?
Not anything that they gave me, but I just want to thank the Lord for the power of prayer. Ain't nothing I can add on to what has not already been prayed tonight. Only thing I can say is I come in agreement with it, and the Bible said where two agree is touching on anything. So we agree. I agree with the prayers, and we believe God to move mightily. Amen. Thank God for all these mighty women on this line.
We thank God. We thank God. We always bless the Lord for, because Pastor's part of this since the beginning, even though it was a few years she was straight up on the regular, and then, of course, the ministry takes up some time with things, so it's not a strange voice. This has been ever since the beginning of time, even when I was over in Tulsa. So we thank God for you, and we bless God and for all the prayers that's going forth for you for your 30th anniversary. We've been keeping that prayer up, too, on the line as well as individual. So we thank God for you.
I want to see some of y'all faces.
Praise God. Be sharing that with those who should come. Already I was sharing that to you as well, the open invitation. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to open up the rest of the lines for any prayer requests, but I do have one, too, also for you to be praying for a young lady. Her name is LaShonda. I think commonly said her name is LaShonda. I saw her mother not too long ago. Well, I think it was not a couple days ago. But anyway, she was telling me about she did have that some years back, have that, well, probably not that long ago, that sleeve, and then they end up having to do the whatever the other one was, behind one because one didn't work well and had a problem. And then even after, in between that, she had a car accident. So all of this right here is taking a toll on her mental state, so, and anxiety. So in the meantime, I'm just asking, when she told me about it, just for us to pray, even though these things have already happened, but it now is still having an effect on her. So we want to pray that the Lord will bless her healing for her mind and also any trauma that she done been through and still going through with her body from that, that we'll pray and believe God. And so I told her that we'll have the prayer warriors praying. Her name is LaShonda, if I'm not mistaken how I'm pronouncing it. And so I want her name on the list tonight, and we're going to take all the requests now, and then we'll have the prayers going for. Praise God. Do you want to have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I'm asking y'all to lift my I thank God and praise God that my son, he got it in one of the rehab places. So I'm just asking y'all to keep him lifted up in prayer that he will go through the procedure of getting some help with his alcohol problem. And also I pray that during this time when he in this program that God, he gets salvation.
Amen. Praise God.
And then continue to pray for my granddaughter. She had another surgery today. Surgery went well. But we just want her to keep her lifted up in prayer, and her daughter also.
Okay, that's Jamie, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then, praise God. Thank God it went well. Any more prayer requests?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I have several. I would like to ask for prayer for my friend Terry's husband, John. John is not well, and he has sunken into depression, and it's really hard on Terry that she has to stay there with him and thinking about maybe putting him in institution until he can get his mind back in order. And I also would like for you all to pray for Lily Mae. You prayed for her sometime before. She had a leg amputated. And so she's been back in the hospital once for the clogged arteries in her leg since that time. And now she had to go back. She has a blood clot in her shoulder. And I'm asking for prayer for them. And last night four doors up from me, a young man was shot. It was drug-related. And I asked for prayers for the young man. He's still alive. And for the one that shot him. They didn't catch him, but he got away. But pray for those two families, the young man that was shot. And it's just getting closer and closer to, you know, you just really have to stay in prayer. And you ask God to take these guns off of the street. Don't let these children and these people that have evil intentions to get hold of these guns. And I think that's the only, those are the ones that I had. It's a whole lot more, but that's what I'll ask you all to pray for tonight, please.
My Lord, really, praise God.
The young man that was shot last night.
Yes. And his family. Amen.
That's right.
Anyone else? We want to keep the prayer requests going so we can go ahead and start praying. Anybody else before we start praying? Okay. Well, bless the Lord. Oh, my God. I want to just ask, just in my spirit, just to ask Pastor Bird and Pastor Burton to pray. Ask Pastor Burton, will she pray for the young man that just got shot and his family, like she said, drug-related, and I often say, too, how close things are coming to our home. Pastor Bird, did she leave off the line yet?
I'm here.
Okay. Will you take this prayer request for Pastor Sim said, for Terry, husband, about being depression and just the decision about him being in an institution, and also for Lily Mae about the leg being amputated with those blood clots. And for Mother Willette, pray for Brenda's daughter, I mean Brenda's son, to he's been accepted in the rehab program, that he will go through the program and extend his salvation. And Mother Alexander for this lady Lashonda. And whatever like this, that with that depression and anxiety from all those things that she done went through. Somebody's lying. Is that Pastor Bird? Go ahead. I'm waiting on Pastor Burton in just a moment. Then
I'm on.
Okay, then you go ahead then, and then Pastor Burton, and we'll take it on from the next lady.
Father, we thank you now for those two men that got, one got shot and one is running. But, Lord, we come against anything in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord God, for salvation to come to each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you saved his life in spite of, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just glorify and praise you now, Lord God, to turn our young men around in the name of Jesus. Let them know that there's a better way in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, that you would encourage the men that say they know you to go out in the highways and byways and speak to some of these young men that don't know you. And, Father, we pray right now for some kind of gun control to come in this land. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let people stop thinking about money in their pocket and think about lives being lost because of the guns, because of no control. Lord, but we thank you now for saving this young man's life. And even though the other one might have to go to prison, Lord, sometimes you got to lock them down in order to save their lives.
Yeah.
So whatever you have to do to save their lives, we pray that you would do it in Jesus' name. And we thank you now. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank and praise you tonight, God, for who you are and all that you're doing. As we come and we lift up Lily Mae to you tonight, Father, God, we understand and know that she's had a leg amputated, and we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch and you heal that limb now. In Jesus' name, we ask, Father God, even that you come
and heal her mind, Father, because that's something to think about. And you bring healing to her mind now, God, in Jesus' name. You came to set the captives free, and that means mind, body, and soul, Father God. So we are praying, God, even as she's in the hospital now and they're suspecting a blood clot, God, we say in Jesus' name that it dissipate right now in Jesus' name. Said that it dissolve, God, and not move any place in that body to bring any damage or to stop her from breathing now in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, she is healed. So we proclaim healing over her right now, Father, in Jesus' name, and that she will come out of that hospital and that all will be well in the precious name of Jesus. And, God, we do lift up this young man with depression that they say they have to put in the hospital. God, we know that you came to set the captive free. And, Father God, we speak healing over his mind, body, and soul right now in the name of Jesus. We pray comfort for the family, God, as they make that decision of what they have to do and where they have to put them. But give them that reassurance, God, that you are for them and not against them. And wherever he go, God, that you will be with him. So, Father God, we are believing you for complete healing now in Jesus' name, because you can do all things but fail. And, God, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Was there somebody else? Was there a third?
Pastor Bert already took care of the third person.
Okay.
Right now is Mother Willette and Mother McCormick to pray.
Okay, so we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless your name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. We appreciate you, Lord God, that you're concerned about what we're concerned with. And these prayer requests, Lord God, we are concerned as well, Lord God. So we lift up Sister Brenda. She's brought us, Lord God, a request regarding her son. We thank you that he has been accepted in a rehab program, Lord God. And we thank you in advance, and we pray that, God, you get him, Lord God, the deliverance that he needs in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for a place that people can go to when they're trying to get physical help for some of these chronic addictions and strongholds. But we know that you are the deliverer. So we pray, Father God, in that name that's above every name, because you said, whatever we pray, believing that we receive, we can have it. So I thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mark 11, praise God. And then, Father God, I just pray that you will touch that young man's soul. I pray, God, that he will see while he's in this place trying to recover from this alcohol addiction. God, I pray that you will save his soul. I pray, God, he will see that it's time. The only way he can get the help that he needs is through receiving Christ as his Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord God, that healing belongs, or healing is the children's bread. So, Lord God, we pray for his deliverance, but we pray for his soul in Christ Jesus' name, and we pray for transform mindset in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do for this young man's life. And not just his, but, Lord God, we have other children that have alcohol addiction. Some may have drug addictions. Lord God, some may have immorality issues. In the name of Jesus, God, they're struggling with something. And we pray, God, that you will bring about a great deliverance in their life in Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Brenda's granddaughter, and we pray, Lord God, that she will have a speedy recovery from the surgery that she had to go through. We pray for divine healing. We pray that her soul is right with you. We pray for her daughter, Lord God. Sister Brenda said her daughter needs prayer. So we don't know the circumstances, but we know you know. And we ask you to help this daughter, this great-granddaughter of Sister Brenda's in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, for her soul as well. We pray for all these young people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that there's a warrant out against this demon of addiction and strongholds in the name of supernatural, miracle-working anointing, Lord God, against this addiction and strongholds in people's lives in Jesus' name. And I pray for all those, Lord God, who have had surgeries or have to have surgeries in Christ Jesus' name. And those that need salvation, I pray that they will see that it's time to come to the Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless you, and we give your name the praise. You are the great I am. You're able to do anything, and we thank you, Lord God. We place this in your hands, and we thank you for working it out for good. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Oh, Mother McCormick, go off the line. Well, Father, we praise you. Glory to God for LaShonda. We pray, God, that you would bless and touch and deliver that mind. We bind up Satan with all his little cohorts for every spirit of fear and torment that's come up against her in the name of Jesus through these surgeries that she had to go through and through that accident that she had to have, a bad accident. We plead the blood of Jesus that she shall live and not die, not being tormented. We pray, glory to God, that even at one time, or even if she's a backslider, we ask you to restore her back to the place where in you that she can be able to call upon your name with faith and know that you are her deliverer. So, God, we stand in the gap now for her, glory to God, to have a sound mind and free, glory to God, of torment, and God, heal her inwardly and outwardly. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, so we serve notice on you, Satan. Loose your hold off of her mind, and let this mind that was in Christ Jesus also be in her, as he, glory to God, surrender herself. But until then, God, we're just going to believe you as we stand in the gap for her, that a miracle is going to be done, and the enemy, glory to God, is going to be canceled on all areas of her life that he's turned back around and trying to take over and torment her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless God. At this time, praise God, we're going to prepare us, glory to God, we're going to be off the line soon, and just want to remind those, glory, out of the revival on May 4th through the 7th on Blog Talk Radio. You can be able to share with some of your friends or others that you may even meet up or desire and just go out to hear a word from the Lord for God to bless and minister and move. And whether you personally know him or not, if you know the revival come up and you just happen to, you know, be in contact with someone and let them know, glory to God, about it, just give them the Blog Talk Radio address, I mean the telephone number, and the ones, glory to God, for the www.blogtalkradio.com/ Well, I was told it's supposed to be forward slash, but anyway, I'll be saying backslash. Divine Connection, D-E-V-I-N-E, Connection. Praise the Lord. And, of course, you already dialed the number, so you know the number if you don't even give them the web address. Definitely give them the telephone number so they can be able to hear. So we thank the Lord. We're looking forward to God's blessing, and we will be meeting again very soon. The ones that desire for us to meet concerning the Eagles, a gathering of the Eagles about coming to Charlotte for us to be able to have that time of prayer. If any of you on the line now and know either 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, could you tell me now? If not, do call me so that way we can be able to set up a time that we can be able to meet on Saturday, either at 5, since we didn't do it this Saturday, 5, or either which one is better for you, 6. And I would like to know, glory to God, tonight, because we have most of you on the line anyway tonight, not everybody that's a part of the Blog Talk ministry, but if someone else as a guest later want to come, we'll talk about that. But right now, how many of you want to tell me whether you want to meet Monday, I mean not Monday, 5 o'clock or 6 on Saturday for our first meeting? Well, some of you are off the line and nobody's talking.
What are we meeting for to make a decision about when we're going to have a program? Is that what we were meeting for?
I've been saying for the last couple of weeks to try to get us together for the Saturday that we're going to meet to talk about our time coming together in Charlotte for doing our prayer time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
We've been talking about on the line about whether to do Friday or Saturday, and we were supposed to talk about it to do it the Saturday as Passover. We hadn't gotten together to talk or hadn't heard from anybody. I didn't make any calls. So I said I'll announce it again online for someone to either for you all to tell me online or you just call me and find out whether 5 or 6 o'clock is good on Saturday just to meet for whether 30 minutes or hour just to find out what's the best time that we can come up with in the between the summertime and no later than September. I don't want to go over into the winter for us meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it's fine with me. I mean, if we just are we gonna call this phone line we're on now?
Once I find out if we're gonna do it, then I'm gonna give this. We're gonna call on this line if we at that time either 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right. 5 o'clock is fine with me.
6 o'clock is good with me because I get off at 5:30. 6 o'clock will be good for me.
Okay, anybody else so we can get the time where we can have at least the majority online?
6 o'clock will be good for me.
Okay. Is Mother Alexander already gone off the line too?
She did
drop already. So I'm going to have to call her and the other ones. Anybody else to... All right, then we're going to make 6 o'clock the time. And that way, at least for the ones in, I'm going to just have to call these other ladies back. And then I'll call Brother Black, too. Hopefully he's okay because he wasn't on last night or tonight. And I was going to call early, but when I call tonight, his phone is not taking calls. So hopefully somebody else will try him tonight and see if their lines were the lines say the same thing to them. Just to check in, just to find out there's something going on up there in Connecticut. But anyway, if that's all, that's what I want you to continue to pray about the revival, and I will check back with and find out who can meet up on Saturday for, who can be on the line and talk for, at least have the conversation about our timing to find out, I mean, what time of the month or what month. And so that's what my concerns is right now. Then we can work out the rest of the details later. But in the meantime, we thank God for tonight. Thank God for the prayers. Thank God for everyone that's been praying for me and continue to do so. I have a few testings before the Lord, too, as well. But in the meantime, we bless God, and we're going to say good night and praise alone. Blessings and angels be in camp as we continue to celebrate Jesus. Have a good night.
Amen. Good night.
Praise
be unto the Lord. Shalom, shalom. Hold on to the promises of the Lord.
Amen.
All right, amen. Love you.